You know, there's a number that gets thrown around in every flight school in the country. It's the number student pilots whisper about when they're working the line at the FBO, fueling up jets they hope to fly someday. That number is what a major airline captain earns per hour. I'm Tower, and this is ATIs on Radio Hangar. Today, we're going to break that number down because the reality is more interesting than the rumor. Today's show is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. If you've earned your wings, mark the milestone. Aviation Challenge coins built for pilots, by people who understand what it takes to get there. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So let's get into it. What are captains at the major U.S. carriers actually pulling in per hour right now in 2026? Here's what you need to know. The big three, that's United, Delta, and American, continue to set the pace, and the numbers at the top end are eye-opening. We're talking about wide-body captains, the folks flying the Boeing 777, the Airbus A350, the 777, the 787 Dreamliner, making north of $400 per hour. Some of those rates are pushing past $450. Now, let me put that in perspective. A senior wide-body captain at one of these carriers, someone sitting in the left seat of a 787 flying transatlantic or transpacific routes, can be earning in the range of $450,000 to over $500,000 a year when you factor in per diem, premium pay, and the various incentive programs that have come out of recent contract negotiations. But here's the thing, that number at the top of the pay scale, that's a career peak. That's not what you walk into. And the path to get there matters. A first-year captain at one of the big three, someone who just upgraded from the right seat, is going to be starting in the neighborhood of $300 to $350 an hour, depending on the equipment. That's still a significant jump from where they were as a senior first officer, but it's a long way from the top of the wide-body scale. Seniority drives everything in this business, and the spread between a first-year captain rate and a 12th-year captain rate is enormous. The headline doesn't tell the whole story, because hourly rate is just one piece. The way airline pilots get paid is unlike almost any other profession. You've got your guaranteed minimum monthly hours, typically around 70 to 75 hours of flight time. You've got premium and override pay for flying on days off. You've got international override, night pay, per diem for every hour you're away from base. A captain who's smart about how they bid their schedule and picks up premium trips can meaningfully increase their total compensation beyond what the hourly rate alone would suggest. And then there's the contrast with the other major carriers outside the big three. Southwest, Alaska, JetBlue. These are all solid airlines with competitive contracts. Southwest captains on the Boeing 737 are earning rates that would have been unthinkable a decade ago, and their quality of life provisions are excellent. But they tend to trail the big three by somewhere in the range of 10 to 20% on raw hourly rates, depending on where you are on the scale. This affects you if you're a general aviation pilot thinking about the airline path, or if you're a regional first officer trying to decide which carrier to target. The hiring wave that started after the pandemic hasn't stopped. Retirements continue to create vacancies, and the major carriers are still actively pulling from the regionals. The question isn't just who pays the most per hour. It's about base locations, equipment you want to fly, quality of life, and how fast you can hold a captain seat. Here's a reality check for the flight school crowd. Those $450 per hour rates at the top of the big three pay scales, those represent pilots with 15, 20, sometimes 25 years at the airline. They came up through the regionals making far less. They sat in the right seat for years before upgrading. They bid reserve in bases they didn't want to live in. The payoff is real, but so is the journey to get there. One more thing worth noting. These contract rates are the product of intense negotiations. The pilots' unions at the major carriers, the Airline Pilots Association, or ALPA, and the Southwest Airlines Pilots Association, SWAPA, pushed hard in the last round of contract talks. What we're seeing in 2026 reflects contracts that were largely hammered out in 2023 and 2024, and some of those deals include annual escalators that keep pushing rates higher. So the numbers we're talking about today are actually higher than what was negotiated at signing. The trajectory is still up. For context, go back to 2019, a senior wide-body captain at a major carrier was earning in the neighborhood of $350 an hour today. That same position is paying over $400. That's a roughly 15 to 20% increase in just 6 or 7 years, well above inflation. The leverage that pilot shortages gave to the unions during contract negotiations fundamentally reset the compensation structure. Now, does this mean every pilot should be chasing the major airline dream? Not necessarily. I know plenty of pilots flying corporate, flying cargo, flying charter, who are perfectly happy with their compensation and their lifestyle. The majors offer the highest ceiling, but they come with their own trade-offs. Long stretches away from home on international trips, commuting if your base isn't where you live. The rigid seniority structure that means your career options are dictated by a number next to your name on a list. But if the airline path is your goal, the math has never been better. The combination of strong contracts, ongoing retirements, and sustained demand for air travel means that a pilot entering a major carrier today has a very clear runway to high six-figure earnings. It's not a guarantee, nothing in aviation is, but the structure is there. So whether you're a student pilot wondering if the investment is worth it, a regional captain weighing your options, or a GA pilot just curious about the other side of the industry, now you've got the real picture. The top line numbers are impressive, but what matters is understanding the full context behind them. That story comes via Simple Flying, and it's worth a read if you want the carrier by carrier breakdown. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly smart, fly safe. We'll talk again soon.